Now again, ladies and gentlemen, you have all been looking forward to this moment. It is without any question, without any equivocation whatever, a new departure in the life of this institution. I learned very recently that when the so-called men's and women's campuses were originally separated, a number of people had qualms about the wisdom of that separation. It would be wrong on our part to question or comment upon those qualms at this date. In fact, I would prefer, once again, to say nothing but the strongest words of praise for those who have maintained the women's campus on the Prince Street site for so long and so successfully. And yet the moment had to come, and I think we all recognize it now, when the separation had to be reversed. And this in the interests of the further growth of this institution. The faculty, trustees, and townspeople have all become aware that they face this university problems that can only be surmounted by a greater efficiency of our material operation, a more merciful use of the time and the efforts of our faculty, and the provision particularly of modern, well-adapted space for our academic enterprise. A moment had come as a result of the growth of the campus where we are now, of the growth of the equipment on the campus, when something very much like discrimination was being practiced against the women of our institution. Today, we are breaking ground, the very first stage of a proper effort of which we all will be proud in the time to come, in the future, a proper effort to end the discrimination and to add new strength to a strong and growing institution.